Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Wednesday, November 8th, 2023, 9.06 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Doing great.
Awesome.
Man, this hour of daylight in the morning, I like it.
You like
about
it.
About 5 o'clock, I hate it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, last night as we were finishing up work, you're like, I was going to go on a walk and... Now you're going on your walks in the dark, I guess.
No, I just don't walk. I've always thought that Halloween started my winter weight gain, but I think it might be daylight savings time. Mm,
yeah.
I've got to blame it on something else.
I was going to say, you didn't eat any Halloween candy then?
Yeah.
Okay. Me neither. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got sponsors, including a new sponsor. Morning show sponsor Redtel Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtel.com or call 435-259-7421. Again, we've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look, election day yesterday and throughout the United States, except for the state of Utah. Again, the special congressional election in District 2, that's southwestern Utah and other portions up into the state as well. That retirement of Chris Stewart came a little later than expected, so they delayed the election by a couple of weeks. So Utah election still to come, but we have some results. In Colorado, in the Dolores County School District Board of Directors, District C, Crystal Jarman is got 74% of the vote to Robin K. Law's 25%. So Crystal Jarman will be represented on that Dolores County School Board. And that Dolores County School District will no longer include the RICO area. That's the other question on the ballot. The question related to the RICO school final adopted plan of organization, which provided the detachment of the RICO area described in the plan from within the boundaries of the Dolores County School District and annexes it into the Telluride School District. The RICO area will remain subject to the levy of taxes for repayment of outstanding Dolores County School District bond indebtedness until such obligations are paid in full, as well as subject to the levy of taxes going forward for outstanding and future bonded indebtedness of the Telluride School District. So that, with the results coming in, 84% to 15% against. Again, the RICO area is in Dolores County. It's between Dolores and Telluride, but doesn't necessarily make a whole lot of sense for those kids to go to school in Dove Creek, so their voters have decided to annex into the Telluride School District.
But they still have the debt, the indebtedness, two new schools in Dove Creek over the last 20 years or so. And anyway, very interesting.
Yeah, yep. So that voters voting for that. Very, very interesting indeed. And Dolores and San Miguel counties were the two counties that folks were making their votes in. So very interesting. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. That's a look at some of those local elections here in the Red Rock listening area in southwest Colorado. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. The city of Moab is letting folks know, giving them an attention to a road hazard that's happening. Mill Creek Drive from 400 East to Murphy Lane. The contractor for the chip seal project encountered some problems caused by the sudden drop in temperatures. So the chip seal did not properly adhere to the roadway, leaving significant amounts of loose gravel on the road and along the shoulder. So city crews and the contractor are cleaning up the loose gravel, but that could take at least 2 weeks. So they say don't ride a bicycle or motorcycle in that area of Murphy Creek Drive from 400 East to Murphy Lane. Mill Creek Drive, excuse me, from 400 East to Murphy Lane. They say be extremely cautious if driving any vehicle in the area. Use caution if walking along that section of the roadway. The contractor will redo the project likely in the summer of 2024 at no cost to the city, and the public will be notified in advance of the rescheduled work. So, again, that loose gravel is going to be picked up there on Mill Creek Drive as part of that chip seal project in the town of Moab. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got other local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. In October, members of the Bluffdown Town Council adopted an ordinance creating an aviation overlay zone to create a 2-mile radius from the town center, preventing the creation and operation of aviation facilities within that 2-mile zone. The ordinance in part states that aviation facilities have the potential of creating significant impacts to neighbors, including noise, lighting impacts, visual impacts, air pollution, and safety concerns. The ordinance does find other properties outside the 2-mile radius from Cottonwood Wash, I believe, as an appropriate location for the sitting and development of aviation uses, as the ordinance says they're less likely to cause harm to adjacent land users. The adopted resolution does not apply to hot air balloon activities, nor life or safety operations. So LifeLight, as the town notes, those activities don't present the same levels of concern as other commercial flight activities. When adopting the ordinance at a special October 5th meeting, members of the Bluff Town Council debated whether a 2, 2.5, or 3-mile radius would be best for the restriction of aviation facilities. Mayor Ann Lepidin noted her support of the 2-mile zone as it left more private land available for commercial aviation outside that zone. At the meeting, Councilmember Lou Ann Hook asked about a conditional use process allowing for some aviation to be allowed within the 2-mile radius as long as certain guidelines were followed. She said, quote, "Conditional use allows for areas and flight plans to be considered, noise levels, shielding, really strict conditions on conditional use, and be able to look at someone's idea within that 2-mile radius." Lepidin said she couldn't support conditional use in the area. Lepidin said, quote, "People are too close together. You've got people living right next to businesses, and as we've talked about, it's a very mixed bag within our town proper, and I don't think it serves the community well to have any commercial aviation within that 2 miles," end quote. Lepidin added her concern about allowing for a conditional use permit, as she said they can be hard to manage and can cause legal issues. Councilmember Jim Sayers added his support of leaving out a conditional use permit, saying that the decision made was considerate, noting that the Bluff airstrip is about 4 miles from town. Sayers said, quote, "We've already reduced the distance from the center of town by 50% to the airport. We just heard an argument that there is more land at the 2-mile limit for people to use. And looking at this map, I see substantial areas that would be perfect for an airstrip or an airport, some kind of facility," end quote. Members of the council voted to approve the aviation overlay zone with a restrictive radius about 2 miles from the center of town, with no conditional use permits allowed within that radius. The full ordinance can be read on the Blufftown website. The ordinance concluded a 180-day moratorium on development of aviation facilities enacted in April by the town council. After the town learned about plans in motion by Desert Rose Inn to construct a helipad and run tours from the hotel. At the April meeting, Desert Rose owner Amir Tume shared the proximity of the proposed helipad to the hotel would make him extra sensitive to the noise issue. He said, quote, "We want to continue to be a good neighbor. The flight plan would be over the river coming in where we would not fly over anybody's house." He says, "We want to fly friendly because we want to be there for a long time," end quote. At the meeting, several members of the town spoke in favor of the moratorium in order to explore the issue, including resident Josh Ewing, who said he was a proponent of incorporation for the town for conversations like these. Ewing said, quote, "My recommendation and encouragement is to think long and hard before having policies that promote frequent aviation over a small town when most of us live here for peace and quiet, especially when we invest and put a lot of energy into having an airport, which would be a more appropriate place for this activity," end quote. Following the enacting of the moratorium, a public hearing was held by the Planning and Zoning Commission in May, with the council and commission hosting several joint meetings before the town council ultimately voted to enact the ordinance. Council members Linda Sosa, Brant Murray, Sayers, and Lepidin voted in favor of the motion, with Hook voting against. So that concluded several months of work at that October 5th meeting.
Yeah, boy, there's always a lot going on in Bluff, and there's implications of the decisions that they make, too. I find it interesting. It's, oh, we're only within 2 miles of town. It's Bluff. You know, you go 2 miles out of Bluff, and you may still be in city limits, but you don't have any neighbors but a few lizards or something. But very, very interesting, this proposal by Desert Rose to put in a helipad so they would offer commercial flights. Anyway, it's just an intriguing story. Everyone's interested in worried about helicopters too, and they just had a public hearing last week about a new potential hospital in Monticello to replace San Juan Hospital. People ask about the helipad, and I was up there. The helipad right now is only about 30 feet from the hospital building. You can really drop a helicopter on a concrete pad without significant impact to it. And one of the things I've heard Amr say is that Harleys driving down the highway create a whole lot more noise than their helicopter ever would. But I don't know. Very, very interesting. Always interesting in Bluff.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and again, that argument that, you know, they're operating a hotel, they wouldn't necessarily want to have, you know, they wouldn't want, you know, aviation buzzing over their hotel every day, you know, throughout all the hours. So understand that. And again, the town council, you know, making a decision after reviewing these ordinances, you know,
and creating new ordinances,
creating a new ordinance, you know, and again, you know, that was kind of some of their thing is, you know, well, we've allowed for additional airspace, you know, outside that 2 miles radius, you know, so I feel like the town council feels like they compromised, you know, whether land users and business owners feel like that's an appropriate compromise is probably remains to be seen. But
I also understand the Bluff Airport is not licensed for commercial aviation.
Yeah.
You know, it's private flights and so forth. But so it need anyway, very, very interesting.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, very interesting. And Town of Bluff making that decision again. Some folks pleased with it, some not. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, but we'll take a quick break. I want to give you a quick word from a sponsor. Did you know Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy? We'll take a quick break and be right back here on Red Rock 92.7.
Can you believe it? Fall is just around the corner, and it's time to wrap up those home projects. Walker True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. They have everything for your fix-up jobs. Lumber prices are back down for decks, siding, or the shed you want. The paint department has all the colors, and Walker True Value has insulation, heaters, and heat tape. Plan ahead while supplies are available for everything you need for your home. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Need a new metal roof or building? Call Metal Depots in Farmington. Metal Depots specializes in metal roofing, metal buildings, and the highest quality accessories for do-it-yourselfers and contractors. And we deliver. Get a fast, free quote right now. Visit us in Farmington. Call us at 505-278-2109 or visit MetalDepots.com. Metal Depots in Farmington, the Four Corners source for the highest quality metal roofs and buildings.
Fall in love with your internet and spend more time doing what you love this season with Emery Telcom. As always, there are no term contracts with Emery Telcom, and you get free installation and equipment. Plus, qualifying homes can save up to $30 off their monthly bill, and all new customers get their first 2 months free. Give Emery Telcom a call right now, 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emerytelcom.com. Emery Telcom, your local advantage.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Wednesday, November 8th, 2023, 9:22 a.m. Quick word from a sponsor. Did you know Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show? Well, it is Wednesday morning, which means here on the Red Rock Morning Show, San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle is in to give a preview of the latest edition of the newspaper.
Yeah, the latest San Juan Record is out, and boy, we got a lot of good information in the paper today. Our two main stories are stories that happen. One of them is the aviation overlay zone in Bluff, and that's our front page story. We also have a good story about the standoff that closed Highway 191 on Friday for several hours. A murder suspect was eventually brought into custody. We've got a good informative story about that really impacted a lot of people's travel on that day. 191, boy, there's just a few choke points, and if there's a stoppage in that area, it's hard to get around, and that's exactly what happened on Friday morning. We have the profiles of candidates for the Bluff Town Council. There are four of them seeking two seats. We've got profiles and information written by them, provided by the candidates, about their candidacy. The candidates are Jennifer Davila, Brent Hornsby, Gary Lichtenstein, and Wes Shook. I think a nice feature there for voters to get an idea of exactly what these candidates are standing for and what they want to do as members of the town council. Funding is sought for an old Jado Navajo Mountain Road. And we talked about that here on the morning show a few days ago, but that road between El Jado and Navajo Mountain through some of the most beautiful rugged country you could imagine, there's growing momentum to at least carefully look at the implications of doing a road such as that. There's a proposal to build a mountain biking mud springs trail system on the southern edge of Spanish Valley. The BLM has released a draft environmental assessment for that project. SEOG, the Southeast Utah Association of Local Governments, it's based out of Price, but they run government programs throughout the Four Corners counties in Utah. They're rebranding themselves to CERDA, S-E-R-D-A, the Southeast Regional Development Agency. So, I don't know, every time you rebrand yourself, and I guess with them you'll be certified. Interesting story. Our big story, as you can imagine, we've got two high school football stories. The San Juan Broncos just blowing out Summit Academy on their way to a spot in the 2A state championship game on Saturday at Southern Utah University in Cedar City. And the other story is the Monticello Buckaroos, who had a similar blowout. This is 43-8 for Monticello over the Altamont Longhorns. They punched their ticket to the championship game. That'll be 10 a.m. Saturday morning in the same venue. But pretty exciting times when two local teams make it to the championship game. So we're kind of in a championship week mode around here. And we're enjoying it. Got nice photos and great stories. You'll want to pick that up. One thing I really like playoff season in football for many reasons. One of them is that they play games in the daytime. Night photography is tough in football. There's fast action. Monticello in particular wears black from head to toe. So, ooh, a daylight game. We really have some nice photos.
Nice photos.
Yeah, Richard Kerr and Anna Fredericks have provided some really nice photos. We have two obituaries in the paper today for local residents who have passed on. They're John Charles Walsh and Harold Lyman. So you can pick those up. Our back page is a team photo of the Monticello Buckaroo football team in preparations for the state championship game on Saturday. Pick up the paper. It's on newsstands. It'll be in your boxes if you're a subscriber. You can get it online. And we have significant portions of the paper that are loaded on our website that everyone can access at sjrnews.com.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. And yeah, lots of reasons to pick up this latest edition of the San Juan Record. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92, looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. There's the Navajo Transitional Energy Company, which 2 years ago became the first tribally owned coal mining company to operate a mine on tribal land, launched its annual community heating resource program on October 25th. What does that mean? Well, free coal is available to all members of the Navajo Nation all winter, provided they can haul it away themselves. The program distributes vouchers to all Navajo Nation residents through their local chapters running through March 30th at Navajo Mine, about 20 miles southwest of Farmington. So, again, if you're a Navajo Nation resident, you can go to your chapter, get those vouchers, and then go to Farmington and get free coal to heat your home. So, very interesting program that's being enacted once again. Interesting program. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services for residents and folks throughout the area.
Yes, there'll be a celebration of life today at 4 p.m. for V.T. Boyd of Cortez. It'll be held at the Elks Lodge in Cortez. He passed away at the age of 94. Leroy Cosper, a longtime resident of Montezuma County, passed away in September. There's a celebration of life today at his ranch in Weatherford, Texas. He was also 94. Donna Alice Wright, age 90 of Cortez, passed away on September 11th. There'll be a celebration of life service for Donna at Goodman Point Cemetery this weekend on November 11th. Celebration of life for Douglas Ramsey is November 12th at 2 p.m. at his home in Cortez. He passed away in October at the age of 68. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and our condolences to those families at this time. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. The morning show sponsor, Redtel Air Connections, offers weekly air services from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtel.com or call 435-259-7421. We'll take another quick break and be right back.
This November, the excitement is cranked up to a whole new level at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., get ready for Cleopatra Clash. We're selecting 14 lucky winners to play in the slot tournament, hot seat style, to win the grand prize, $500. On Saturdays, be selected to shake your tail feather at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. to win $500 in cash. Ute Mountain Casino, your winning destination, and still the one for a mountain of fun.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Official ballot for the city of Monticello, Utah, November 21st, 2023. Kim Henderson, Jeremy Hogard, Nathan Chamberlain, Kirk Crowley, Ronald Skinner, M. Max Smith.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace. And Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Wednesday, November 8th, 2023, 9:33 a.m. on this Wednesday morning, November 8th, Bill.
Yeah, that version of I Think We're Alone Now by Tiffany was the number one song in the land in 1987, 36 years ago. If it sounds vaguely familiar to someone older, it was first released by Tommy James and the Shondells in 1967, 20 years earlier. Anyway, a popular song, and number one, 36 years ago today. Today is STEM Day. There's no way around it. Students are significantly better off with strong science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics skills. So they took an acronym, and now I guess that's STEAM. They added art. It used to be STEM, and now it's STEAM because you added arts to it. But today is STEAM Day or STEM Day. Of course, yesterday was election day in Colorado and surrounding states, not in Utah, but those two statewide ballot measures and a lot of local races. David talked about that earlier. With upcoming race on November 21st in Utah, the San Juan Record has published candidate profiles for the bluff races. On this day in history, November 8th, 1923 was the date of the insurrection known as the Beer Hall Putsch in Munich, Germany. The leader, Adolf Hitler, was convicted and spent several years in prison as a result. Also on this date in 1960, John Kennedy was elected president. And on this date in 2016, Donald Trump was elected president. So quite a day in history. There's a lot going on. Veterans Day is this Saturday, of course, and there are a number of Moab businesses that are offering specials for all veterans for Veterans Day on Saturday. They include free coffee at Sweet Cravings, 20% off at Horizon View and Blue Pig, 15% off and a free float at the Moab Brewery, 25% off at Sunset Grill, and a full 50% off at Spitfire, Zach's, The Spoke, Gloria's, and Dewey's. If you have any events going on for Veterans Day, give us a call. We'd like to talk about it. Schools are having events and so forth, but November 11th, which was the day that World War I ended, is now Veterans Day, where we honor those who have served the country. So pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. And those discounts for veterans.
Yeah, for veterans. Yeah, if you're a veteran, you will get those discounts on Saturday. Thanks, David. Birthdays today. Rock legend Bonnie Raitt is 74 years old today. Boy, she's a great guitarist, great musician, a lot of great music. Chef Gordon Ramsay is 57 years old today. I'm sure he's celebrating by yelling at somebody somewhere. Birthday today for actress Parker Posey, the queen of the independent films. Leif Garrett is 62 years old today. He's an actor and singer. Ricky Lee Jones is 69 years old today. Her Chucky's in Love was just an awesome song back in the 80s. Herman Rorschach, a Swiss psychiatrist, was born today in 1884. He developed the Rorschach test, where patients free associate with what they think they see in these random ink blots. Anyway, a Rorschach test is in culture quite often. Here's my Rorschach test. I was looking through there and saw, he looks just like Brad Pitt. So if you have a chance to look up Herman Rorschach today, you tell me he doesn't look just like Brad Pitt. I guess I don't know what that means. I don't know what a psychiatrist would tell me that means about myself.
I could see it.
Yeah, you looked it up, and he's got a Brad Pitt, particularly like in Inglourious Bastards.
With the mustache.
With the mustache stuff.
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah. I guess whatever you and I can be inferred from our Rorschach test, we're the same, father and son.
All right, I see the people also, so I Googled his name, Herman Rorschach, and there's people also ask, number one, what is Herman Rorschach known for? Number two, what did Herman Rorschach think about what you saw in the ink? Number three, does Rorschach look like Brad Pitt?
There you go.
So Bill and Google
on the same page. There's a certain sub-segment of society that sees that connection. Local birthdays today. Happy birthday to Megan Black and to Pratt Red. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill, and happy birthday to those folks out there. Hope they have a lovely birthday. Again, it's a morning show on Red Rock 92. Some words from sponsors. Morning show sponsor Redtel Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtel.com or call 435-259-7421. Also, did you know San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is invested in our community? Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. Once again, it's a morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll send you to the on-air job fair. We'll be back with the sports report, having a conversation with sports editor Rhett Sifford. You're listening to the morning show here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers/social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah/gov under the About tab today. LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card. $24 to $27 an hour depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef tournoi role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
During this holiday season, all of us at Performance Ford of Moab are thankful for many things like our local credit unions and banks, businesses and business owners, and especially all the folks who live in this beautiful area and the surrounding communities. We want to show our thankfulness to you by offering extra savings through the end of the year, starting with a 10% locals discount on service and up to $250 towards accessories when you purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle. Come in and check it out at 1805 South Highway 191. We're thankful for you at Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
The San Juan Credit Union, providing exceptional financial products in southeastern Utah for over 60 years, is proud to support our local high schools. With branches in Blanding, Monticello, and Bluff, along with an ATM in Montezuma Creek, access to those products is easier than ever. The San Juan Credit Union offers checking and saving accounts, bill pay, a wide array of loans, and much more, all on a full-service website and mobile app. Plus, they're federally insured by the National Credit Union Association. The San Juan Credit Union. Your money, your future, your credit union.
Get Thanks Grilling this month with Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez, where friends don't let friends bake a turkey. Check out the red hot buys on Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and Bayou Classic grills, smokers, and fryers. Kick it up a notch with sales on Chefs and Bayou Brine mixes. Plus, Choice Building Supply is your holiday headquarters with everything you need to wrap your home in the spirit of the season. All that and lots more this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. The morning show is sponsored by Energy Fuels, powering America's economy by providing many of the resources essential for clean energy. It's Wednesday, November 8th, 2023, 9:47 a.m. Joining us now to talk sports report is Rhett Sifford. What is your title? Sports editor of the San Juan Record.
Sports director of Red Rock 92.
Yeah, and voice of the San Juan Broncos. Yeah, you got a lot of titles, right?
We do a lot around here, that's for sure. Yeah. Yeah, always fun to talk about sports, especially this time of year. You know, the news can sometimes be, I don't know, you guys are news guys. The news can sometimes be depressing or scary, or but sports is always sports, you know. So yeah. My job is more easy when it comes to that. So, and especially this time of year, exciting time of year. We talked about it last week, and what a great weekend for our local teams. You know, obviously down to six teams now active in both southeastern Utah and southwestern Utah, or in, southwestern Colorado. Everybody won this past weekend, so that's kind of fun to say.
Yeah.
And so state tournaments will resume actually starting tomorrow with Colorado volleyball tournaments, and we'll talk about that in a minute. I just saw the Dove Creek bus come through town, so the volleyball team headed to Denver. So we want to wish all the girls, both Dove Creek and Mancos, well this weekend, starting tomorrow over there. We'll talk about that in a sec. But obviously football kind of leads. You know, we're going to be doing two football live broadcasts this weekend. State championship games, not just state tournaments, but both of our local teams in state championship games. And you guys will be starting early, 10 a.m. in the morning on Saturday, both of these games at Southern Utah University. So the number two ranked Monticello Buckaroos taking on the number one ranked Rich Rebels in the eight-man championship game. That's going to be a fun one, a rematch from a few weeks ago that was a tough battle that Rich won, but both of those teams advancing easily through the semifinals and will face each other again. Should be fun.
Yeah, it was a nine-point win for Rich, and it was week two. I was looking over some of the tape of that game, just kind of, you know, thinking, oh, what's this going to look like? And yeah, I mean, it should be a great game. You know, it's one possession. I think there may be some more points scored. Both those teams seemed like, you know, their offenses was in the second week. You know, there were dropped passes and,
right,
you know, kids not hitting the hole, you know, at the same spot. So I think we'll see more points, but I think it will be as evenly contested as it was last time, which should be fun.
Did you say you were going over tape? I think you said you were going over tape.
Yeah, just, well, I was rewatching a broadcast. Yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, that takes me back to my childhood. Speaking of Tiffany, and I think we're alone now.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So the second game on our slate live broadcast is going to be the San Juan Broncos looking for their third straight 2A title against South Summit. So finally, the Broncos get to play someone they haven't played this year. I've never seen a team so dominant as these Broncos. I mean, in the playoffs now, the state tournament, they've outscored their opponents 119-0. They haven't been scored on. On paper, South Summit looks like they'll be the biggest challenge the Broncos have had this year, but we'll see. I've said that a couple times this year. Both Art, Adair, and I have said that a couple times. We've expected some good games, but it just hasn't materialized. You know, the Broncos have been so good. So
yeah, you know, and they do play one of the teams that gave them the toughest challenge. Well, so they played late.
A non-running clock.
Yeah. Then that was a non-running clock in the first half. It was competitive. First game of the year.
Yeah.
You know, South Summit beat that team by just 3 points. I mean, so yeah, again, on paper, you'd say, all right, well, this should be a good matchup. But even still, on paper, you expect a big win too. So,
yep.
Anyways, yeah, San Juan is impressive to watch. They're an impressive machine, and they're looking to get it done in the state championship for the third straight year.
Yep, absolutely. And also, you know, with this last win over Summit Academy, 51-0 this past weekend, that's 36 wins in a row for them. They keep setting a new school record that leads the state of Utah, and it's tied for ninth in the country as far as active win streaks in football. We had another team drop out of that list this past weekend. I can't remember who it was, but that list from Max Preps started with 20 on the list, and it's down to 9 now. So 11 of those teams have lost at least once, including Andale, Kansas, who led the country. And we'll see, you know, other states running behind Utah a little bit, so they're just starting into their postseasons.
Right, so teams might catch up San Juan, even if it doesn't, if they don't lose, just because some other teams have more
That's
games.
Right, and you may, you know, now that it's postseason, you may start to see teams drop out with losses.
Yeah, true.
So we'll see how it goes, and I think we'll pretty much have to wait until next year. That's a hard list to find if you're looking for active winning streaks. You can Google it, but nothing really comes up. Thankfully, at the beginning of each year, Max Preps releases a list, so that's what I'm going off of. So there may have been one or two teams who have snuck into that list that I don't know about, because you just can't find that info unless you look at every team around the nation, you know. know, but we don't have time like that.
No.
So your game is at 10, the Monticello game at 10, the San Juan game at 4. In between that, we're going to have the Colorado 8-man state tournament going on, and we've got two teams there. Number one, Mancos, beating Fowler last weekend 52-0, so they cruised, and they're going to be taking on number 9, Sedgwick County at home. And Dove Creek, number 5 coming into the tournament, beat Vail Christian, who was ranked number 12th, 54-34. So pretty easy wins for both of our local teams. And Dove Creek has got their hands full this weekend. They're going to take on number 4 Lions. So they've got to travel for that game. And those will both be kicking off at 1 p.m. So that'll be right in between our games going on. So theoretically, I'll know when we go on the air for the San Juan game on Saturday at 4, we'll know what happened in those games, and we'll be able to report that. And here's the other interesting thing. They're up in the same location in the bracket. So if one or both of our teams move through, they would face each other in the semifinals. So if they both move through this weekend, if they both get wins, then we're guaranteed to have at least one of our local teams in the state championship game.
That would be
so
awesome.
So this is the quarterfinals this week for the Colorado football teams. And then I mentioned the volleyball tournaments going on, all starting tomorrow. And for Dove Creek, they are in the 1A state volleyball tournament. Sorry about that. And they beat DeBec 3 sets to none to win the 1A Region 8 tournament this past weekend. They'll be taking on number 9 Haxton tomorrow. And boy, this is small print, but that's scheduled to start at 8 a.m. So that's even worse than what you guys have on Saturday, 8 a.m. That's an early start. Yeah, so that's why we saw the Dove Creek bus cruising through here just a little bit ago, and they'll obviously be staying the night. These tournaments are going on at the Denver Coliseum, both the 1A and the 2A state tournament. So Dove Creek does have a first-round matchup with Haxton, and then if they get through that, they'd face number 1 Marino. So obviously it's going to be a tough morning, I think, a challenging morning for Dove Creek, and that second game, if they get through to the second round, would be 2 p.m. But that is a true, I believe, that's a true double elimination tournament. So it's starting with 2, 4, 6, 8 teams, and then even if you lose, you're still in state title contention. So it's always fun when you have a true double elimination tournament. We don't have that in Utah. Mm-hmm. And then in the 2A volleyball tournament, it is number 4 Mancos, who has actually earned a bye in the first round. So they'll take on the winner of either number 5 Plateau Valley or number 12 St. Mary's in a 3:30 game on, that'll be tomorrow. So they have a chance to just kind of rest. I don't know if when they're headed up there, but so that's the volleyball tournaments going on. So six active teams this weekend as we start, and we'll see who moves through. Obviously, the volleyball tournament would be done no matter what. It's all going to be played this weekend. And then for football teams, Utah is going to finish this weekend, of course, with championship games, and then Colorado still would have a couple weeks to go depending on how our teams do. So fun time of year, down to 6 teams, and we wish them all well. We'll have 2 of them live right here on Red Rock 92. Very exciting time of year, and hopefully we'll see a lot of W's this weekend like we did last weekend.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun. I had to look it up. I was curious. Lions, Colorado, it's a 7.5-hour drive from Dove Creek. They're a bit north of Boulder.
Okay.
So that is a long road trip.
Yeah, ahead. That's intense. So I don't know who, maybe that was the football bus going. I don't know. Well, yeah. Well, they're not playing until Saturday, so probably not.
Probably a Friday.
So that's why I was thinking it was volleyball coming through. But it's kind of fun seeing a team come through. So they had to, you know, Dove Creek obviously had to head west here through Monticello and then go north to get on I-70 to go to Denver. So they didn't take the scenic route this morning. So.
Huh. Well, very good. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, and it's exciting stuff. Once again, it's the morning show. We've got to look at some other news, other regional sports report. And on the ice last night, the Arizona Coyotes got a win in the shootout over Seattle, 4-3, Colorado beating New Jersey, 6-3. In the NBA schedule tonight, the Utah Jazz are in Indiana, taking on the Pacers at 5, Phoenix Suns in Chicago at 6, and the Denver Nuggets holding Golden State tonight at 8. So that'll do it for the Regional Sports Report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. We look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.